Scene 4, Anthony Marsigliani, 11:20 a.m. Ginger took me to the basement, then through a maze of corridors to a glass door that was a sudden vision of light and hotel modern furniture in the dull, ivory, pipe-ceilinged surroundings. My heart bounded when I saw Marsigliani through the door with his vest and his half-burnt cigar. He was talking into the telephone. I said, thank you, Ginger. She smiled and left rather hurriedly, I felt. Perhaps she expected a Homeric explosion inside the office and didn't want to be there when it took place. The door wasn't locked. Good. And I walked in. Marsigliani looked up and I said, "It's all right, I'll wait. I'm Darius Just." He looked slightly startled at first, and then heavily annoyed. "I know who you are," he growled, "but as you see, I'm busy." "I'll wait." "I expect I'll stay busy." I said, "All I need is half an hour. I'd rather not get mixed up with the police." He did not react to that, except to shoot me a glance from under lowered eyelids, but he didn't order me out. He said to the person on the phone, "Well, look, get back to me on that later." He hung up, turned to me, and said, "What do you want, and make it fast?" "Give me 2 minutes without interrupting," I said. "You've got a drug problem here. I know you have, and you know you have, so don't bother covering up, but let me go on from there. I can break it. I can go to the police with this, but that would mean a lot of trouble for me, and in the end, a lot of bad news for the hotel. If you help me now, you can take the credit for whatever turns up. I don't want any, and that will help the hotel." He looked at me appraisingly and carefully disposed of his cigar, which stank abominably. "What's in it for you?" "Giles DeVore was killed because of something I didn't do." "That package of pens?" "Yes, and I want to make up for it by getting the person who killed him." Marsigliani sighed heavily and said something that was probably Italian. Then he said, "You want help? What kind of help?" "I can lay a trap for the killer if you help me. I'll need two people, you and your man Michael Strong. We were all three up in Giles' room after I found the body, and if we all three go up now, and if you give me 15 minutes, no more, we'll have the killer." "You mean he'll walk in on us? He'll return to the scene of the crime?" "I'm not saying it's a man," I said cautiously, "and I'm not saying it will be simple. But we three were there the day before yesterday with the dead body in the bathroom. We know what it was like then. We'll be able to understand what will happen, you see?" "No, I don't. Tell me what you have in mind or get out." "I can't tell you. I don't have the evidence, and you won't believe me. But if I do get out, I'll go to the police. They might not believe me either, but they'll have to check it out since drugs are involved, and who knows what will turn up and how bad it will be for you and for the hotel. But give me 15 minutes in room 1511, and you'll have everything you want, and if I'm wrong, I'll just get out and forget the whole thing. The police won't be involved either way." "Yes," he said, "you'll just forget it?" "Listen, if you get me up there and the whole thing is a jackass screwball flop, then you're not just getting out. I'll help you out with a kick that will boost your backbone right up through the roof of your mouth." "I'll let you do it. I'll hold still," I said. "How about it?" There was a wait of nearly a minute, while I bet myself a despairing 4-1 that it wouldn't work. Then he said, "Do you want us all to go up together, or do you want Strong to join us up there?" "All together," I said quickly. "But I want you to go up by some route that won't take us through the lobby or any of the ballroom floors, so you can get Strong down here and then take us up the way you bring bodies down. So no one will know we're in the room? And then the murderer will join us? Just 15 minutes is what I need." "What will be the magic that will bring the murderer up there?" "I've set it up," I said. "It will work. What can you lose?" 15 minutes. In return, you'll have the pleasure of hoisting me 2 feet with the toe of your shoe." "By God," he said, "I'll pay 15 minutes for that pleasure."